So in trade management, that's the part that you do once you've already entered. To me, that's the part when you're least mentally stable, because you've expressed a view and you will only tend to see, psychologists have shown, we tend to see the view. When if I give you two pieces of fundamental information, one that's bearish for your case and one that's bullish, and you've bought the share, you superimpose the significance of the bullish one at the expense of the bearish one, and that is psychology, because you're trying to combat a cognitive dissonance in your own mind. So there's something that's upsetting you there, and there's something that's pleasing you, and you'll say the one's more important and overrules the other. So you need to have specified in your stop, your entry, and your take profit at the point of placing the order. And that's usually a pending order. In other words, the market comes and gets me, and this trade only becomes live if it does what I expect it to do and it runs a key level. If it doesn't, I'm totally happy and I will take the order away and it can fall, do whatever else it was going to do, and I just say my view and all the research I did was incorrect. And let's find another place where we can try again. So the in-trade management, the Hunt Volatility Funnel trading strategy reduces the pressure on in-trade management. Most people have pressure on in-trade management because they've never thought about their stop until they've already expressed the fact that they want to buy a market that they think is going up. And that's why they now have a stressful in-trade management. They've never thought when it's in money at what level they'd be happy to get out. And so the lowest common denominator is your emotions. So greed keeps you in. Pain gets you out. Simple.
The hunt for stability in trading. Comment.
Stability in outcome in trading would be consistently doing a very specific set of systemic rules that have good elements of money management incorporated in them. And that will still mean taking losses, but it will mean taking sized, acceptable losses, and gathering and accumulating your wins. And that is the hunt for stability in trading, certainly in terms of outcome.
How can one plan trade entries and exits?
You should plan always, and how do you do that? Decide what you're looking for. Specify it. Write it down in algo format, so it's actually mathematical logic. So you need to almost write program code, English, and preferably get someone who can then code it for you. Be specific of those criteria. Don't have too much, but know which ones add value. Don't have conflicting criteria, because you'll never get any hits. And then you will have begun the process of establishing a personal strategy.
And what about setting stop losses and targets? How do you do that?
So for me, stop losses always have to be technical. They have to be based on what the market price behavior has already shown you. So look for where the market is respecting a level for which a breakthrough that level would then represent a change in direction. So if you're trading with the trend, at the same time, always try to get the as tight as is allowable for the market conditions, which is why I favor low volatility periods, which allows the tighter the stop. What many people don't realize is if I have as a 1:2.5 trade, but I get a lower volatility later period where I can actually halve the 1, I actually have a 1:5 trade. Because I can then reduce that unit, I can trade twice the size for that halved distance, and therefore that size relative to the original reward is now 5 times instead of 2.5 times. People don't focus enough on how much can I take for how much I can risk, and which market conditions give you those rare opportunities.
And what about trailing stops? Why are they not a trading strategy?
Trailing stops kill trades. I'm pretty sure the brokers love stop losses because usually A, they set too tight. In other words, people don't identify the rare occasions when you can set them pretty tight. They set too tight generally, and therefore they take people out with guaranteed losses. And also trailing stops mean that any progress that is made, people hustle to, it's almost like an accounting thought, well, trailing stop to entry for break-even trades, no one ever got, shot for doing that. And no one ever got lost money doing that. Well, actually, if you do it too soon, you keep killing good trades. And unless you're trading incredibly fast-moving breakouts, which I aim to do, and even still doing that, you still can have a slow start and then it accelerates. Stops kill the trades. So you have to have a really strong stop level that you agree initially, and you need to stand by it and not trail, in my opinion. That's what works for me.
And how important is it to look at risk to reward calculations?
Imperative. Central part of money management as to whether the trade should be taken, and something I've already said before. So risk reward is the cornerstone for me, because the truth of the matter is people will say, oh, risk reward, okay, I'm only going to risk 1%, 2%, 3% or 4% of their accounts. That's slightly almost less important than what you're getting out of the trade. If you have a reasonable probability that's 50% and you're getting risk rewards of averaging 5-1, in the long run, you're going to make money. That risk reward is the key part to why you'll make money. Even if you lose 50% and occasionally 45% only winners of your trade, the net, your net be up. And I don't know why risk reward isn't more emphasized. And the only way, the other key element is the minute you have a risk reward criteria, it enforces on you to have a target. Because what often happens is people have the target, they have the qualification for the trade, it starts moving, then it goes down a little bit, as even the best breakouts do, and this is what happens on Hunt volatility theory, we actually show you have interim levels to your targets and you can expect a pullback. So that when it's happening and you're feeling emotionally uncomfortable, you realize though it is in fact complying with what we expect, even though it's not pleasant. And you stay in the trade and you actually get your 1:5. Many say, oops, I had 1:1.5, it's now coming back, I don't want to lose that, I'll snatch it. And they end up getting a 1:1 trade when a 1:5 was for grabbing, and they're only getting them 40% of the time. So by destroying the risk rewards, you actually put yourself on the course for losing the game.